Oh, simple.
Well, we reached it. We made it to hump day.
Woo!
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
A wop, baba loobop, whatever the rest of it is, I don't even know. Well, good morning, everybody.
Tutti frutti, old Rudy.
Okay.
Wop, baba loobop.
Wop, baba loobop.
Okay.
Is that a lyric or what?
Was that just in your head overnight into the morning?
Right in my head, just driving in.
Yeah, but think about it. When Little Richard said, you know, I need a lyric right here.
Wop, baba loobop.
Okay.
Blop, bam, boom, or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Yes, it is Wednesday, finally.
Yeah, we made it.
And what a, the last 2 days. So, yesterday, Dennis Edwards and the Temptations.
My goodness.
Fantasia.
Who killed it, I heard.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
let me just say this about Fantasia, and just in reference to her performances, which are always just drop dead off the charts.
Yeah.
But why does she wear shoes? Why does she? If they're nothing else, okay, maybe just as a vessel.
You gotta walk out there. So you gotta look
as a
nice
vessel,
walking
right,
out.
To get her, because she looks great in them. Okay, I get that.
And they're nice shoes.
And they're beautiful.
They're
just
expensive shoes.
Stunning shoes.
Yeah.
But then she comes in, and before she even starts singing, I'm just going to take off my shoes right here.
Mm-hmm. And you say,
Fantasia.
Why wear shoes?
Why even wear shoes?
Here's an idea. Just have a good-looking man carry you out
there. Just have somebody carry you out and set you down right there.
Just have a good-looking man just carry you out, say, thank you, baby, and just go to work.
Or moccasins.
Which are just fun to say.
When she performed on the cruise, this last time, did you know that she fell out backstage at the elevator?
I heard that.
Right.
Yeah.
She worked herself up.
She was so worked up. And so backstage, I don't think I ever talked about this on air. She got so worked up. She put so much into her performance. And then she came off stage and she was just drenched with sweat, and she could barely make it.
She was exhausted.
She was totally exhausted. And she got to the elevator.
And
just fell out.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They drug her on the elevator and took her upstairs
to her cabin. Yeah.
Her cabin was right next to mine, and they're singing all night long in Fantasia's room.
Is that
all
right?
All night long, all on the balcony.
Are you sure that was singing?
I don't know what it was, but she's up all night long.
Right,
hallelujah. And I got the cup to the wall trying to hear.
The cup to the wall.
She is an ultimate
she
really does.
And
she
Dennis Edwards and the Temptations.
Man. Man, oh man.
And on the, and then, so the recession, the recession, they did Silent Night.
Yeah.
The Christmas.
They did from the Christmas album.
From the Christmas album, which was my brother's, not only was it his favorite album, he listened to it year round.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I probably got the idea to do Christmas year round from him playing his Temptations Christmas album.
Year round.
Yeah. Loud.
It was a beautiful service yesterday, and I got to tell you, Roland Martin was good.
But Reverend Al.
Reverend Al just took, he took eulogizing to a whole nother level. It was, he gave an amazing eulogy to an amazing man.
Yeah.
It was really a very special day yesterday.
It was.
Yeah.
What'd you say about me?
Reverend Al did have a line.
He did have a line in there.
But this was about Albert Joyner. So.
I know. I just want to know what he said about me.
He said you couldn't. He said you couldn't tell a joke, and Albert couldn't sing.
Because everybody talked about Albert loving to sing, and asked Tom if Al really could sing, and he said about as well as J. Anthony Brown could tell a joke.
All right, Reverend Al. All right, that's a good one. A good one's a good one.
Yeah.
It was, and the crew from Mobile, the Mardi Gras crew.
Player.
Gosh.
I know. Did they start it again, Player?
Yes, they did.
Oh,
yes.
You know, Mardi Gras started in
Mobile.
Mobile.
We got moon pies.
They got coconuts down there. We got moon pies. Would you rather be hit with a coconut or a moon pie?
Well, they got a point.
Well, they got a point
they
on
really
that
do
one.
Have
but
a
they
point.
Showed up strong. Oh, they man. Showed. They had a whole section.
Yeah, they did. They
and
really
they did.
Did a section
they did
of
a little
church.
Mardi Gras thing.
Mm-hmm. One, two, three. It's showtime. Yeah. Whoa. I was like, okay. right. That will wake everybody. No, it was really. It was awesome. Awesome.
Place
man.
Was packed. Yeah. Frankie was there. Yeah. Frankie Beverly was there.
Frankie was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was great.
It really was.
It was great. Yep. And thank you for all the support.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank
you. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. Thank you.
We love you, and we love Albert.
All right.
Still need to talk about that.
17.
We need to take care of that. We need to take care of that. Somebody should.
That $93?
It's more than that.
Well, like $150.
It's up to $150 now because you had $60 worth of taxes.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, when you get time and everything's settled, you know, I'll be here.
And why did I share yesterday about that 17 past hour?
Oh, did you not get the end of it? That was so funny, Tom. Everywhere, I mean, even driving from Atlanta to Tuskegee yesterday, getting that and people teasing about, why wouldn't Tom just let Albert come on here and say that?
Man, why did I share that? I had to hear that. I had to hear that.
I know
you
could have
let
did.
Your brother do 17 past the hour.
You don't know how many times I heard that play.
All day.
What's that? Is that Cleveland saying, thank you, Tom, thank you?
They really
for
did.
For game three? Yeah. You're welcome. Last night. Sybil, if LeBron James pulls this off, there's going to have to be another discussion about who is the greatest.
Of all time, yeah. And Michael.
And we're all Michael Jordan fans.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Number one, Michael Jordan. Yeah. That's our generation hero, Michael Jordan.
But today's hero,
Michael Jordan never won a championship
without
Scottie Pippen. And LeBron doesn't have anyone playing with him.
Michael did have his surrounding supporting players.
He had a supporting cast, and it's just LeBron James.
And them.
They might as well introduce him. And now, LeBron James and them.
That was a great game last night.
Number 23, LeBron James and them.
So the people that LeBron has around him are just not good at all? They're no good? Are they no good?
No, it's not that they're no good. They're not.
Scottie Pittman and
Pippen.
Rodman and all that. Yeah. Pippen.
Yeah, they're not A players. Triple A players. They're A players. Okay, because they're in the NBA. Are they Triple A players? No.
What's the guy, the one with the long name across his back, Dellavedova?
Yeah.
Now he played well. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like the Kyrie, what you're looking for with, you know, the guys that they did surround him with to get there
are not there and won't be there.
Yeah, they're not.
And he's winning.
And he's still doing it.
Yeah. Winning.
Strapping the team on his back, and as you say,
it's gonna be an awkward discussion because everybody loves Mike. Everybody wants to be like Mike,
and he might have to be like Mike with that hairline because it's
he needs to be like Mike.
He needs to be like Mike.